Acid-Base Balance, a volume in the Prentice Hall Reviews and Rationales series by Marianne Hogan. Chapter 1, Fluid Balances and Imbalances. Section 2, Big Ideas. Fluids move around the body based on their chemical composition, transport mechanisms, and hormonal regulation. This complex process integrates anatomical and the physiologic mechanisms in order to maintain homeostasis. The body tries to maintain a balanced state so that biochemical reactions can take place to maintain compensation. 60% of the total body weight is based on fluid content represented by intracellular and extracellular fluid. Extracellular fluid is composed of interstitial, intravascular, and transcellular sources. In the body, there is a normal range of plasma osmolality. This range can be classified as isotonic. To get a rough estimate of plasma osmolality, double the client's serum sodium level. Fluids that are not isotonic will cause fluid shifting. It is critical to note which fluids are defined as being isotonic, hypertonic, and hypotonic. Hypotonic solutions cause a cellular response of swelling, and hypertonic solutions cause a cellular response of dehydration. Fluids move across the capillary bed in response to differences in hydrostatic and oncotic pressure generated by the interplay between pushing and pulling forces of solutions. Hydrostatic pressure in blood vessels is generated by the heart's pumping action and varies within the vascular system. Oncotic or colloid osmotic pressure is the pulling force exerted by colloids in a solution. The major plasma protein is albumin and is important in maintaining normal pressure. Based on Starling's law of the capillaries, filtration is determined by the difference between the opposing forces in order to maintain net fluid movement. Movement of fluid is different at the arterial end of the capillary, where capillary hydrostatic or pushing pressure is greater than the capillary oncotic or pulling pressure, so that net fluid movement is from the capillary bed to the tissues. At the venous end of the capillary, the pushing pressure is less than the pulling pressure, so the net fluid movement is into the capillary from the tissue. In clients with fluid volume deficit, FVD, fluid loss is classified as isotonic, hypertonic, or hypotonic dehydration. Isotonic dehydration occurs when there is a proportional loss of both fluids and solute. Hypertonic dehydration occurs when there is more water lost than solute. And hypotonic dehydration occurs when there is a greater loss of electrolytes than fluids. Third spacing occurs when fluids accumulate in spaces in the body and are considered to be physiologically useless, for they are not available to transport nutrients or for use as a reserve fluid. Causes of third spacing are injury or inflammation, malnutrition or livery dysfunction, as well as high vascular hydrostatic pressure states. Focus assessment on thirst, urine concentration, skin status, vein filling, hypotension, signs associated with decreased cardiac output, tachypnea, low-grade fever, mental status changes, and weight loss. Assess risk factors in clients based on their age, gender, and body fat. Very young and elderly clients are at greater risk. Acute and chronic illness states, along with environmental factors, diet, lifestyle patterns, and the use of medications can affect a client's status. Priority nursing diagnoses include fluid volume deficit, risk for hypovolemic shock, risk for injury, altered comfort, risk for impaired skin integrity, and knowledge deficit. Implement oral and parenteral replacement therapies and record intake and output. Administer appropriate therapies depending on the baseline status of the client. Focus client education on awareness of predisposing factors, measures to help prevent fluid deficit and dehydration, and dietary education. In clients with fluid volume excess, FVE, the condition represents the traditional edema state associated with clients who have retained fluid. Isotonic fluid excess is an increase in sodium and fluid, leading to no net change in serum osmolality, also known as hypervolemia. Hypotonic fluid excess occurs when more fluid is gained than solute. Causes include repeated water enemas or irrigations, excessive hypotonic fluids, increased water intake, and excessive production of ADH. Edema is formed in the body in